I'm Catherine Jones. Teachers are being told to aim for the knee, elbow or little finger if they're confronted by a violent parent or pupil. One of the biggest unions, the Association of Teachers and Lecturers, is advising its members to adopt the bash and dash strategy. General Secretary Peter Smith is defending the advice.
We're not suggesting that there should be a kung fu and kickboxing in every school in the land. These are very exceptional circumstances. But I mean, I do have to say to you, teachers have been assaulted so seriously that they've never worked again.
Tony Blair is in for a rough ride in the Commons today over a £1 million donation from Formula One chief Bernie Ecclestone. Labour's confirmed it accepted the election gift in January, but is denying any suggestion that it acted improperly. Last week, the government announced it was exempting Formula One from a ban on tobacco advertising. Labour's agreed to return the money after advice from Parliament's freeze buster, Patrick Neal. Iraqi newspapers say Saddam Hussein won't bow to any oppressive demands from the United Nations to allow Americans to join UN weapons inspection teams. As the military build-up in the Gulf continues, the papers say Iraq is prepared to endure more sacrifices. The Security Council will vote on the issue later today. The fate of Ronnie Biggs could be decided today. A judge at Brazil's Supreme Court is expected to give his verdict on whether or not to extradite the great train robber to Britain after 32 years on the run. A burglar has confessed to stealing letters and jewellery from Prince Charles. Italian Renato Renino claims he broke into St. James's Palace 3 years ago. That means under Italian law, it's now too late to prosecute him. But Royal Watcher James Whittaker reckons he could be extradited.
He may be immune from prosecution in Italy, but I don't think that would apply to him in the UK. I think he would be jumped on very fast if he came back to this country. This was a very embarrassing break-in for everybody, the security and certainly the Waleses.
Princess Diana's brother is denying he vetoed a set of stamps to commemorate her life. Buckingham Palace put the launch on hold, insisting it was the Spencer family who asked for the delay. But Earl Spencer says he never expressed any opinion about it. London's West End was brought to a standstill last night, not by a Hollywood idol, but by the cast of Coronation Street. The soap stars were at a special bash to mark the video release of their adventures in Las Vegas. Angela Griffin, who plays Jane Middleton, admits she was tempted to have a flutter in America's gambling city.
I did gamble, blackjack tables. I ended up coming out of the holiday down, but only by about $30. So it wasn't too bad.
It's make or break for Britain's Greg Rizetsky and America's Pete Sampras as they clash in Hanover today. Despite losing yesterday, Rizetsky's in confident mood.
I take it as a positive. My first match over in Hanover, I thought I competed very well and got a good performance. And hopefully for the next two matches, I can play at the standard or better.
This is IRN.
Your garden in a mess? Call in Countrywide Creations, the professionals. Countrywide Creations, turning your gardening dreams into reality. Telephone favorite on 01762-354503.
Friday nights, we just got bigger and we just got better. The Radio Star Line Dancing Championship has moved to the fabulous Orchard County in Des Moines. Yes, sir. From 9 o'clock to 10:30, come and learn the line dance. From 10:30 onwards, the Ulster Line Dancing reaches with Chirpy and a place in the finals later in the year. If you don't line dance, don't worry. We've got music to suit you as well. Email this up with top drinks promotions and barbecues every week. And you just can't afford to miss the Orchard County every Friday night. Hey, Jerry, tell us what's happening on Saturday night, will you?
I certainly will, Rick. On this Saturday night, the 15th of November, Don Julie's fantastic Joe McMonagle and his band take you a series at the Radio Star Country Club.
Well, give you love.
Yes, indeed, Joe McMonagle and his band on stage at the Radio Star Country Club and the Orchard County Inn this Saturday night, the 15th of November. And of course, don't forget Bruce Trudy, Johnny Martin. I'll be there as always. Super stop prizes and free giveaways. I'm thinking of three giveaways just to get a big, big holding job. You give them a holding for two people. That's right, a holding for two. And the cost of the house style. Want to know more? Then telephone 01868-784-271. That's 01868-784-271. But don't miss Sean McMonagle, the House Crab and Band, and the Radio Star Country Club, Orchard County Inn, Portadown Road Mine, this Saturday night, 15th of November.
Yes, so good.
See you there. Well, folks, this is the beat you've all been waiting for. The final of the Radio Star Country Outdoor Line Dancing Championship takes place on Friday, the 14th of November, in the Radio Star Country Club at the Archer County Inn, Portadown Road Mine. Also, the Outdoor Junior Championship, and the chance for all you partner dancers to become the Outdoor Line Dancing Partnership Champions. What fabulous prizes and trophies! This is a night for all you line dancing folks to have a night to remember. That's the Radio Star Country Outdoor Line Dancing Championship. Final from the Outer County Inn, Portadown Road Mine, on Friday, the 14th of November. See you all there. And now for a newsflash. All entries for the junior and partner section on Friday are on the night. The dancers are as follows. For juniors, it's the toothpaste. And for partner dancers, it's the electric slide partner dance and the blue rose. So get practicing and get to the Outer Line Dancing Finals on Friday, the 14th of November, in the Radio Star Country Club, Outer County Inn, Portadown Road Mine. See you all there.
Radio Star for province-wide advertising at unbelievable prices. For a special quotation, telephone 01762-392092 or fax on 01762-354503. Radio Star 981 Medium Way. It's the safer for you.
You're tuned to Claire's Country on Radio Star Country, 981 Medium Wave.